Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to our brand new segment here on the podcast, Tough Love Thursdays. I am so excited to be diving in every single Thursday with a short tough love truth in just 10 minutes or less that will support you in opening your mind, diving deep, and facing the real truth of what's really holding you back on your sugar freedom journey. I'm recording these live over in my private Facebook group every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find the link in the show notes below to come and join us live in on the action or tune in here on the podcast every single week. Are you ready to open your mind and look at your life, your habits, and your addictive patterns with food through a brand new lens? Amazing. Then let's do this.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another Tough Love Thursday. I'm just going to make sure that we are streaming live in the Facebook group for those who are watching me live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, we're there. So if you're here, say hello in the comments below. And of course, if you're watching, listening to the recording of this over on the podcast, welcome to you as well. So grateful for you tuning in, listening along. I'm very excited for today's tough love and the topic that I want to dive into, as you can probably guess by the title of this video, is talking about your breath. As many of you, especially if you've been listening along with the podcast, are aware, I am a newly certified somatic breathwork facilitator. And in this journey, I have learned a lot about the breath and about how it connects us with our nervous system and how it can actually help us regulate even things like our blood sugar, which is really cool. I'm learning a lot more about that. So stay tuned for more information about that specific topic. But for today, I really just wanted to share and highlight to all of you the truth that as a society, we are breathing wrong. So this for you is your reminder this week that you are breathing wrong. And not wrong in the way that, you know, we're here to guilt or shame ourselves for our breathing patterns, but in a way that actually we have maladaptive breath patterns that are actually leading to more of a stress response in the body and thus more cravings for sugar, right? We know when we're stressed, when we're tired, when we're anxious, when we're nervous, when we have these sort of dysregulated emotions and dysregulated nervous system, we know now how it leads directly to those cravings to binge and numb out on sugar. So this is how our breath is so beautifully tied in to what we're eating and how we nourish ourselves. When we breathe into our chest, short, shallow breaths is where most humans in this day and age hang out. When we are breathing in our chest, we are activating subconsciously a stress response. When you think about being chased by a lion or somebody jumps out around the corner and scares you, or perhaps you jump into a bucket of cold water, your breath catches, right? Your breath gets really tight, really shallow. Maybe you start hyperventilating, right? And it's in your chest. This is where we breathe when we are stressed versus an actual deep belly diaphragmatic breath that expands into your lower belly, into your womb space, down into your pelvic floor, and actually nourishes the full capacity of your breath and the organs, massages the organs, massages your pancreas, your liver, all these beautiful organs that are involved in not only blood sugar regulation, but detoxification, metabolism, and all the systems in your body. So this is your reminder this week that you are probably breathing wrong. And again, this is not, I really don't like using the word wrong. You are breathing in a maladaptive way. And I say this confidently because 99% of humans have adapted into more of a chest breath. And especially women, we have subconsciously or consciously our whole lives been attempting to hold in our tummies. We suck it in, right? We don't want to extend our bellies out. We want to keep them tight. We want to look thin. Right? And this is causing a very tight holding pattern in our abdomen that is causing stress all over our body. And when you begin which practices like conscious connected breath work. This is why the pattern that we follow in this type of modality is deep, deep belly breathing, to an extent where you actually learn that you have more capacity to fill your body than you thought you did, and really learning how to properly take a deep breath. I mean, we've heard it in meditations. We hear it in yoga class. We hear it left, right, and center, right? Just pause and take three deep breaths, right? But are you actually taking those breaths in the right way? Are you actually engaging your pelvic floor? Are you actually expanding your diaphragm and breathing low into your belly, which stimulates a relaxation response in the body and in the nervous system? When we are most at ease and most relaxed, we are breathing into our belly. And for many of us, we've never breathed into our belly. We don't even know what relaxation feels like. And this is a symptom and a sign of the trauma we all carry, the dysregulation that exists in our nervous systems, and a massive piece in what is driving us to cope and numb out with food, with sugar. So, invitation, inspiration and invitation for all of you listening to this to start simply paying attention to your breath throughout the day. Maybe setting an alarm on your phone to go off every hour or two and simply notice. Am I breathing shallow? Am I breathing in my chest? Like, where is this flowing in my body as I breathe? Am I breathing through my mouth? Am I breathing through my nose? And ideally, I guess, you know, without getting too far into proper breath technique, we want to, in an ideal world, be breathing through our nose for the duration of our days, 90% of our days. When we are doing practices like conscious connected breath work, or we're, you know, in doing cold water therapy, you know, there is a time and a place where we do want to actually breathe through our mouth, but that is very limited for specific moments of time where we're actively going in to work with the nervous system. In general, we want to breathe through our nose. So any of you out there who are mouth breathers, this is where, you know, we've seen the rise in people taping their mouths while they sleep to train their body to start breathing through the nose. This has just been proven time and time again to be a really, really important breath to help relax our system, to relax our bodies. So let me know, if you're watching the replay of this or you're watching this live, I want to hear in the chat below, do you breathe into your chest, or are you a really good belly breather? Chest or belly? Let me know in the chat below. I want to hear where you're at with this, because some of you may wonderfully be already taking these nourishing breaths, and there may just be small tweaks that you can make to simply improve on the quality of this breath. So this is really powerful stuff. And I'm excited to bring more of this to you, especially as we're navigating deeper into our somatic understanding of our body, how it speaks to us, and how these certain patterns, holding patterns, trauma patterns, maladaptive patterns actually show up in our bodies, and how we can actually use or retrain things like our breath to support not only our stress levels, our mental health. Just think of the amount of oxygen that you get into your body when you breathe deeply into your belly versus just into your chest is absolutely life-changing, right? Really, really supporting the detox pathways in your body. Like I said earlier, our blood sugar regulation, you know, the oxygenation of our blood is really important for a lot of systems and processes. And we have been constricted. We're constricted in our voice. We're constricted in our stomachs, right? We're really tightly holding on to so much tension in our bodies that is no longer serving us and is most likely causing, at this some point in time, pain in your body, digestive issues, gut issues, you know, blood sugar regulation issues, sleep issues. And when we can actually get in and start learning how to breathe properly, a lot of these things actually clear up. It's fascinating. And yes, it takes time. It takes some time and practice to learn how to belly breathe. I am still retraining my body to do this. The more I connect to my own daily breathwork practice, and even just right now, noticed I was holding my breath as I'm excitedly talking with all of you, just taking these moments to bring the breath back into my belly. And notice what a difference that makes in helping you actually be able to relax. Next time you're pausing and taking three deep breaths before you eat, or before you jump into the next appointment, bringing that breath as deep as you can and fully as you can into your belly and notice the difference. You will notice the difference. It's dramatic. And I hope that this inspires you to learn how to breathe, relearn how to breathe, because we need to, as a society, we need to really pay attention to this thing, this automatic thing that happens in our bodies all day long that keeps us alive. We never think about our breath, right? It's unconscious. And that's helpful because it would be a lot to have to think about our breath all the time, right? We wouldn't get anything else done. But at the same time, when there is an imbalance or these maladaptive patterns showing up, it is time for us to refocus on the breath and begin bringing our attention into the present moment through the breath. There's so much magic that happens when we can do some work with the breath, but I'll leave it at that for today as that reminder that you're probably breathing wrong and you can fix it. You know, it simply takes intention, and your step one right now is to bring awareness and to let me know in the comments below, are you noticing that you're a chest breather or belly breather? And how often, you know, are you really tuning into this on a daily basis? So I look forward to hearing the consensus below this video. And thank you again, everyone, for tuning into another episode. Of course, this breath work and conscious connected breath work in specific is a major part of the upcoming somatic embodiment retreat. I even have my teacher coming in to host a workshop where we are going to be tapping into learning new levels of relaxation in our bodies through breath work. And this is a major part of the retreat, is actually learning how to relax and actually learning how to release all the emotional baggage that we're carrying that is keeping us hidden and keeping us binging on sugar and food. So if you haven't already, come take a look at that retreat. Early bird registration ends really, really, really soon. And there is still a couple spots left. I'm so excited to be hosting my second retreat in person. And just the magic that happens when we get together in person is incredible. And the breath, we're going to be doing this work daily together, training you how to breathe properly while also detoxing from sugar and doing a lot of other amazing work together in sisterhood. So come and take a look at that. You can go head on over to my website, danielledame.com/retreat, or find it here on my page. The link is everywhere, or reach out to me, of course, if you want to chat more or know more details about the retreat. All right, everyone, we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.